Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
to hear our worship. Have your way. He's here right now.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Times I move by myself.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
I did things despitefully against
have
you.
Your way.
So Lord, I'm asking you to have your way.
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 I want this to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on, and I've watched as so-called friends turn turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my every victory in you I've seen. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life. Thank
you, Jesus, for my life. What more could you ask for? Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. is a offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, the brainstorm of none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Tonight you have the humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, joined by my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Good evening, good evening, good evening, Van. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How you doing, brother?
Hey, better than I thought, better than I deserve. As you know, I want the listening audience to keep my family in prayer. We're going through a little something, but we all know that God brings us through whatever. So that's where we keep our faith. Tonight, our theme is heal this land or heal the land. There's so much painted in life itself today. So many illnesses, so many breaks, so many. It's just too much. So we want some healing. We want healing for the land individually, as a nation. You know, politics are just changing this from what was created as a God-fearing nation into something entirely different. Our lifestyle, what we accept and don't accept anymore, has become sick, broken. Anytime murder is just expected anymore. You can see someone raped on a train and not do anything to help them. That you just accept it. There's something wrong. Something intrinsically wrong with the mindset and the heart. Individually and, like I said, corporately. So we're going to pray for healing for this evening.
Yes, indeed. We need it.
We bring our program into in by prayer always. But before you bring us in, if you would do the honors, my brother Van, I would like to read scripture, if I might.
Absolutely.
As soon as I find it, I had it. It's trying to hide from me. That's all right. I got to back up. Okay. And this is God's charge to Solomon. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. So we have God's own word that if we turn from our ways and we pray, He will hear us. God willing, that's what will be accomplished this evening. Ben, would you bring us in, please?
Absolutely. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, asking forgiveness for those things which you disapprove of. Father God, we don't have to speak them mostly because you already know them. So we're asking that you look deep within us, Lord God, and see something that makes you smile. Father God, we see that the world is a hateful, hurtful, painful place to be. Everything and anything is acceptable behavior. The laws of the land are being completely ignored. But Father God, you said, if we humble ourselves, if we pray, if we seek your face, if we turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven. We will hear from heaven. And you will forgive their sin, and you'll heal their land. So, Father God, our land is in need of healing. sometimes only a remnant, only a few need to have the faith the size of a mustard seed to be able to come to you and say, God, help us. Father God, we know that you are able. We know that you are capable. And Father God, we lift every single person up to you under the sound of my voice and those who are not under the sound of my voice. We all need you, Lord. Whether we admit it or not, whether we stay in our pride, Father, we need you like never before. So, Father God, I'm asking, I'm begging, I'm pleading as your child to heal our land. Heal your people. Last time I checked, God, you said you love the saint and the sinner. We are all your creation. So, Father God, I'm asking, heal the land. Heal your people. Father God, we want to tell you that we love you, we praise you, and we will always worship you in spirit and in truth. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it's good to have fun in the Lord, you know, to enjoy, to praise him and just enjoy him. But those times that there's something that's so wrong, it has to be, we'd have to be sober and just dedicate ourselves to this. And this is one of those things, you know, individually we have to pray on this. Continuously. We have to show through our, as an example, love of Christ. It might soften another's heart. We have to do more than we've ever done before because time is short.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. My brother Van, how would you like to start us off with a piece?
I would be honored, Paul. I would be honored. The piece that I brought for the evening is his walking testimony.
Hmm. The mic is yours, Ken.
Thank you. I only thought no one was there but poetry. But for some reason, God had me. Through every trying time, within every single line that I scribed. When I wrote with his authority, I felt his vibe, the kind of vibe that would release holy therapy upon my soul under his divine canopy, letting me know that I was not alone. My pen wrote hundreds of metaphors, some even he wouldn't condone. Yet I felt a sense of peace when I would write out my release. See, God reminded me through every test. He would give me another testimony, but don't rest. Because yet other attacks on my flesh would come. I'd never run, instead I'd yield to become his living epistle, even though I wrestle with an inner ability to react and respond in the flesh. As my pride would swell up in my chest, remember I'm a child of the King, and my existence is to live out every breath and even sing praises to the King, for he is the King of Kings. Sing praises to the King, but he is the King of Kings. Just show the world a glimpse of his love, that allowed his only begotten son to die on the cross for me and you. If you'd only believe that which is true and not false, me, I'm a living testimony for his glory. And coronavirus tried to do the devil's handiwork, yet that's part of my story. Well, here I am. Here I am, Lord, send me, because I'm your walking testimony. And that's that piece.
My brother, my brother. Bam. You, you wrap that whole piece up with that one phrase you had in there, something to do with dealing with therapy upon your soul, your writing. And then you went through a whole therapeutic session. And you speak about God guiding your time and things along those lines, and it's evident in your writing. Now, I can relate to what you're saying, because there are pieces that I write that I know nobody wrote that but him.
Absolutely. Well, definitely wasn't me.
That's okay. You know, and sometimes when you finish writing and you read it, you say, wow, I did that? You don't
right.
even remember what you wrote as you're writing. Because God has given people gifts, different gifts for his work.
And his glory.
Everyone is blessed. Yes. Blessed to be a scribe. There's a lot of fun in that. There's a lot of ego stroking in that. There are a lot of good feelings in that. But there's also a responsibility to use that to glorify he that gave you that gift.
Yes. Yes.
Through it all.
Yes.
Through the ones, like you said, man, even, you know, some of the ones that, you know, he may frown upon, you know, but you're still using his gift, and you still are able to give him his glory with that gift.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful thing.
Hallelujah.
And that peace, yes. His walking
God
testimony.
Yes.
And also, it also attests to your desire to be obedient.
I had to. When he speak, I had to listen. I don't like being chastised by God. I don't like it.
Okay. And a lot of times it's like a parent that when you're expecting to just get your tail toe up, they sit you down and talk to you. You feel so bad from the talking. You wish they had a teacher.
Yes, Lord.
He talks in that still small voice and convicts you, and you do the rest.
So true, Paul. So true.
Beautiful thing.
So true.
Beautiful thing.
To God be the glory. Enough about me, Paul. Yeah. What did you bring? What did you bring for the evening?
I haven't even read this over. I just finished it this evening. It was a busy evening. Catering something and writing this at the same time.
Absolutely.
But
the mic is yours.
His will. Thank you. This is called We Need You. Lord, we need you. Please sweep through this nation and heal this land. Restore our strength. Renew our minds and cast out anything that's not of you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Pray for our country. Prophecies of the Bible are coming to pass at an alarming rate. Soon rectifying the rift between God and man will be too late, and eternal death shall come most certainly and seal all unbelievers' fate. Father, before you return, and far, far too many fail to make a choice. In doing so, they actually choose whose voice shall haunt them for eternity. We need a rejuvenated revival, the likes of which have never before been seen. We need a healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet and every nook and cranny in between. We need to ignite or reignite our burning desire to please our God. We need a healing, Lord, spiritually, politically, emotionally, financially, morally, generationally. We need the type of healing individually and nationally. We need that blatant, miraculous moving of your spirit wafting through this nation, touching every door with your healing, with your guidance and your mercy. And that can only be possible through thee. Heal this land, Father, one by one, starting, my Lord, with me. Heal me, Lord, then use me to heal another, and so on and so on. Heal this nation, Father, that thy holy will be done. We need you, Lord. In peace.
Man, Paul, to God be the glory. That was an amazing piece. And I love the way that you said, start with you. Start with you. That was awesome writing, brother. Awesome way to allow God to use you and pour out your heart to him.
And this is what we all must do. If this nation, and so much of this nation includes those that we love, those that are near and dear to us, those that we know, those that we even like, you know, this includes them. We have to do our part to ensure that everybody knows Christ.
That's right.
I don't know how much it would hurt me to know that someone that, you know, I busted up with or whatever, passes on, and I have not at least planted a seed and given him the opportunity. So then from now on, I'm one always wonder, I had done that. Might he have been saved? I don't know if someone else did or not along the path, but why take that chance when someone's eternal soul is at stake?
Yes, sir.
You got to represent Christ verbally as examples. We got to. It's time. Put on our big boy, big girl drawers and march. But if you need a healing,
God, glory.
God,
amen.
Bless us.
Amen.
I could keep running my mouth, but I'm not. I'm going to open the mic for another one of Tiffany's finest, none other than La Perla Negra.
Hey, good day, Paul. Y'all caught me off guard. I was over here humming.
Good.
You startled me a little bit because I wasn't expecting to. It's all good.
We were testing your multitasking skills.
It's all right. It's like, if I don't do nothing else, I can multitask. That's for sure. How y'all doing?
That's right.
How are you doing?
I hear. I loved your pieces. Y'all being very transparent with them pieces, and they were beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Yeah, we cheat.
Not us.
Yeah, I know. You know what?
We get daddy's help.
I know that's right. All day, every day. But you know what? Dan, you were saying something earlier about you don't like being chastised, but honestly, I don't think we're always being chastised. I think he's just putting us through certain tests to show other people something. When he's using you, it might feel like you're being chastised sometimes, but it's not always like that. That's just my take.
Have you ever spanked one of your children?
Yes, but what I'm saying.
Okay. Enough said. I ain't got to say no more.
I'm just saying. It's all good. Y'all know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yes.
It's all good.
I love it.
I've never spanked a child. Yeah, believe that if you want to. I believe in spare not the five. You ask anybody.
You believe in what?
Spare not the rod.
You believe in?
It's a spare not the rod.
Okay, but you've never spanked a child.
I said believe that if you want
to. Oh. Okay. Yeah, because trust me, I tied five to mine. Didn't have to do it too much, but They turned out to be all right.
they turned out to be just fine.
I know that's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
See, there was a message.
It didn't mess with their intellect. They kept up their manners. They're very respectful, and they do what they're supposed to do. So it's all good.
Can't ask for more than that. Thing.
Nope.
Amen. Amen. See, that's what following that book, that good book, does for you. We are so many times we think we know better than what he's telling us to do or not do. We know better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we regret it. There's no regret.
Yeah.
I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you definitely have something to say about the topic or the theme for tonight.
About what's the theme? I wasn't paying attention. I'm so sorry.
Heal. I threw you under the bus so well without even knowing I was going.
No. No. You know, I have been multitasking, and actually I wrote my piece last week, but because I was having phone issues from being hard-headed and distracted, I didn't get in, so I'm using my piece from last week for this week.
Okay.
Heal the land. Okay, well, I guess this can be a part of it, kind of, sort of. But, yeah, we do need some healing. This land, now y'all know I'm a little different. As far as the land goes, I think y'all are referring to the world, the inhabitants, because the world is going to heal itself. The earth itself is going to heal itself. But a lot of us are on a destructive path, man, and that's all they want to do is tear up everything, destroy everything. So, yeah, we need this land healed as far as our hearts go, our spirits go, all of that. But I ain't going to take too long. Y'all know I'm different.
Yes, we do. I like the way you put that, different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What are you going to share with us tonight?
This is called Warriors of Light.
All right. Mike is yours, Queen.
Thank you. You know, when you're a child of the Most High and you are covered in His light, you are His warriors. So you kind of have to have thick skin. Some of y'all are God's wrath, and He's going to use you as such. He's going to use you to put an end to the evil doings of some by exposing them and making an example out of them. But you have nothing to worry about. In Psalms 105:15 says, "Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm." So you'll be fearless in God, because you are the warrior. But you also have to understand that when He shines His light on you, the enemy is going to see you as an automatic target, because they know you are someone who is favored, highly favored, and blessed by God. And see, Satan, he's busy. He doesn't just go around attacking a nobody. He attacks God's children, the anointed, the highly favored, those who are blessed. Because he already knows your destiny and your fortune and your blessing, and he's afraid of that, because he knows you're destined to do great things. So he's going to try and block you and destroy you and discourage you from continuing to reach your greatness. But in Psalms 23:5, it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." So he's going to let them see you shine. Or it's going to make them mad and jealous. So be prepared to face trials and warfare But again, I say, be fearless in God, because he is bigger and more powerful than anything we might fear. And with him, you are the victor. And that's at peace.
Beautiful. You know, and it does tie in with tonight. Those words and those examples of how to be victorious, how to have faith, can heal and restore someone. That is very much in tone with this evening's desire, you know, to beseech him for healing. Because we need him. There's nothing that we can do to rectify the damage that we've done. We've sunken too far. We need God. We need that miraculous healing power.
We always have. And people have lost their faith. You know, they've lost their faith and their beliefs, and they've turned this religious thing into something that is completely the opposite of what it means to have love and faith and care for one another. It's turned into a greed thing. Some people think that they can buy their way into heaven. You know, it's craziness. Instead of just understanding and building your belief and knowing that all you need is God. You don't need your money, but he does want you to talk to him regardless. He wants you to come to him. And if you do that and you hand over your problems to him, you just release everything to him, that is where your healing begins. But this world got it's got a long way to go. Long way to go.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, my queen, before we let you go, we need you to let us know what you got going on.
Well, I can actually say the topic of discussion, but that's going to be the last one. So, Saturday night at IBM, actually it was alternating Saturday night with Poetic. I'm in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips, and that's where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Monday nights at 9, I'm one fourth host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny, who does a great job on the event page, and Poetic. And y'all come in there because we got a second half of the show that I just know you're going to love. It's called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. And Wednesday nights, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And the topic of discussion is, do you have enough energy to start a new relationship? So y'all come on over and get caught up in the love zone. That's Wednesday night at 9. Back to you, gentlemen.
Wow.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
What did you think of that piece that she did, man?
Oh, man, I thought it was perfect for tonight's show. There was a lot of jewels in that piece that I hope everyone caught. Tell that God had his hand on her as she was writing this. So, a beautiful piece. Beautiful, beautiful
ink. Thank you.
I knew what he was having you to write when you started last week. He already had a purpose for it. He already had a purpose.
All right,
Kyle, thank you so much for coming through. You know, we love to hear from you. We love your input. We just love your spirit.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, always.
You know, you got a standing invitation. You're on the VIP. You don't even have to show up.
Oh,
so you can just come on in.
Come on in.
Stand in the line. Now, let me stop before I start something.
All right.
But we're going to send you over to the line.
Right.
We're going to bring on the caller.
All right, well, never, Mike. safety.
One love, one man.
God bless y'all.
Amen. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm about to start something. Let me hush. We're going to keep things moving right along. How's that sound to you, Van?
Sounds perfect, Paul. Who we got next?
We got none other than my mama, your mama, Mama Oda. Good evening, Mama. How are you?
Good evening. How
one
are
love,
you?
One love. Hey, all right. I made it this time. A lot.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I'm listening to the program and getting a lot out of the messages that people are emitting. And so I looked at the theme for today. I said, let me go back into an old crate and dig up this old poem. Because a lot of the stuff that I put out there in the older days, my first new stuff is like some of the stuff that's going on right now. It's like my poetry was like a prophesying. So the name of this piece, because of the things I see and changing in the atmosphere and the global warming and all the stuff that I've been writing about for years, is coming to fruition. And we are definitely not good stewards of the earth. So,
yeah. Definitely right about that.
Yeah, it's really sad because, you know, this is what he gave us to take care of. And the little small things in life, like when we could just go to the store and just buy an apple, just a plain, ordinary apple, and it was good.
Mm.
Everything God created was good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the name
Absolutely.
Of this piece is called Red, But Not Delicious.
Oh, mic is yours.
This was written in 2013. At 7:10 a.m., it goes like this. Privatized prisons, the killing of our children worldwide, anger for worldwide issues ensued, issues pursued. So far I have the list from the least to the most. On my soul I speak the truth, and I swore by my oath to the goddesses that I would dispel the spell of the devil's ruthless illusions that have been forged into weak minds, bringing false conclusions. Born with contusions, maybe in folly conceived from intrusion. Though deceived, and who would indeed follow, then lead, pulling us into the charm of harm's arms, putting us in the way of danger, causing anger and confusion from the explicit, wicked ignorance displayed. Those whom never ruminate on the strategies nor ponder upon the outcomes of our destinies and our destined fate, and we procreate bad seeds, there is no semblance or resemblance to a better future. Our food needs compromised, has been compromised, like pure water and nutrition. Procreation and effeminization of our men causes destruction. Speaking of food, Monsanto needs a surgery, like tying a string around Monsanto's testicles and fly away in a helicopter hurriedly. Me, please. Selfishly disguised as prayers, pointing God's mercy only toward self, no mention of our brethren, nor future generations, begging prayers, highly seasoned with instant self-gratification. Keep me, save me, damn the rest, me. Forget the air, water, and trees. We need to save these. Not one utterance about Katrina victims or the victims from 9/11, no mention of Haiti or Trayvon or the modern-day smitten, the missing, the exploited. Yeah, I'm mad about the simplest of things to the most complicated. For instance, take an apple called Red Delicious. It costs $1 or more. but now it's just red. It's not delicious anymore. Not sweet as before. Just red. Apples, no longer nutritious. See, I can rant about something as simple as that, not only because of the taste, but of the nutrients it lacks. Police brutality, buffoons and goons, cloned meat, chicken and fish. I'm mad because they messed with it. Five tomatoes away from despair, pensions, war, no grandchildren, schools, education, 13th Amendment, no inheritance for our children. 40 acres and a mule we did not receive, blood contamination, race and gender damnation, genital mutilation. It's just one of my many pet peeves. Gender selection, killing off girl fetuses, tops off my list. Wonder if the rest of society has gotten angry at this. Mad yet? Foreclosures? Stolen legacy? Misappropriation of taxation? Unfair mortgages? The right to be stood against with no ground upon which to stand. But most of all, I am mad at any and everyone who will not adopt a cause, who will not speak up for the weak, who will not wake up the dead, who perpetuate heroism and choose to stay asleep. I am mad at those who are oiling the wheels of the consumer slave commodity, greasing it with slave traders' mentality. All of this rolled up into one big ball of the cheerleaders who do this usually have not a pot in which to pee. They have a problem ignoring the truth. They never listen. Now they spend $300 on hair and weaves, and Asian, Brazilian selections, additions, have no college tuition for the children, but their claim to fame is I have the biggest or the best, you know, that thing down below. Yeah, I'm angry with many, and now I am adding the coronavirus to the list of plenty. And I'm mad and I'm angry because those who are gifted, who have already been sifted, should be speaking against the ills that I have listed. Blam, Mama over there.
Wow. Wow. Mama, that piece, you touched on so much, and it was such a very important wake-up call, too. How bad we need healing, period. You talked about so much. You talked about gender selection, missing children. Oh, man. It was written, you said, in 2013, and it was like it was written for today. Prayers only for yourself. Everything about me. This is such a time of everybody feeling like they're entitled because they exist. It's all about them.
Right.
Mm. You spoke about being conceived in folly. You know, you spoke on so many areas of today's society that needs prayer, that needs help, that needs guidance, that needs examples being set of how not to be.
That's right.
Yeah. You spoke it then, but it's very true today. So, yes, it was prophetic.
Yes.
Beautiful piece. Oh, thank you for bringing that. Thank you for
very
bringing
well.
That tonight.
God bless. Thank you for making
Thanks.
Sure that I didn't miss the program. I love
oh,
you.
Yeah, you know, I can't do that.
Absolutely. This was for this to be written in, you said 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you wrote it today. It sounded like you wrote it today.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of how real those issues still are. So I definitely appreciate the prophetic of the piece. Thank you, Mom. That was awesome.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. I love you, welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love you. Thank you for coming. God bless you.
Mm.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
That too gives you so much to think about. So much
it
to
does.
To, question yourself about, have I been doing enough? Have I done enough to raise the publicity of some of these things, raise the consciousness of these things? So much in that piece. Wow.
Yeah.
We need a healing, Lord. We
need
a healing.
Okay.
We're going to keep things moving right along. You're listening, if you're in the chat rooms, you're listening to the Epiphany Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number you have to dial in before the 11 o'clock hour if you want to continue on with us. So we're going to bring on the next caller. Then, if you don't mind, my brother, we can go into a station identification.
Absolutely.
All righty. So the next caller on the mic, coming from the great state of Texas, is Amelia T. Davis. Good evening, Queen.
Good evening.
Good
Amelia.
Evening, Kings.
How you doing?
Blessings.
Great, great, great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you for asking.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Really appreciate you coming through tonight. I know you're going through a lot. We're holding you up in prayer. But I'm glad that you took time out to come hang out with us for a spell.
I appreciate that. So I'm going to reiterate the Bible verse because, of course, you know I put Bible verses, and it just so happens we pulled the same one, but I had a feeling you were going to do that. But this is called Healing the Wounds of a Nation.
Mike is yours, Queen.
In the Bible, we find in 2 Chronicles 7:14 the following: If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Death flowing through our nation, anger, tears, and emotions overflowing. Stop the gun lobbies. Enforce the laws. Stop turning a blind eye to the devastation. Police out of control, killing innocent people, blood running rivers throughout every city, town, and hood. Bring the blue monsters to justice. Stop the naive juries from releasing the guilty. Enforce the same laws that citizens face. The pigmentation of your skin isn't against the law. In no way should it be a death sentence. Anybody who has murdered in cold blood, regardless if they wear a badge, should themselves be prosecuted and be given the death sentence. As a nation, it is past time to admit and ask forgiveness from those folks whose ancestors were enslaved, and a financial settlement should be given out. In addition, we stole this land from the original inhabitants. We lied in every treaty that we signed. They, too, should have a formal apology issued, and they, too, should receive some type of financial settlement. These issues, if addressed properly, would go a long way in healing this nation. Hate groups should be eliminated, facing severe punishment for their behaviors and actions. They should not be allowed to hide under the Christian banner because hate is absolutely not part of Christ's teachings. Also, we are the richest country on the planet. There should be no hunger or homelessness. The government assistance programs need to be increased, and the taxes on the 1% should be quadrupled in order to pay for the increases. Absolutely no child should go to bed hungry or worry about where they will lay their head down at night. The minimum wage needs to be increased so that poor parents can afford to cover the basic needs of their children. These are some of the issues, some of the solutions I believe would go a long way in healing this nation of the USA. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Paul, are you muted? He's muted.
I sure was. Thank you. I'm doing a Gina tonight. Amelia is a beautiful piece. Had a lot of points to ponder on in there as well. Point out a lot that needs to be healed in this land. But we have, like you said, we have to pray. The scripture was right on time, right on point with the peace and with our theme for tonight. There's a lot of wounds, a lot of hurt. So we all have to play our part. Thank you for coming through with that piece.
My pleasure, Kings. God bless both of you, and thank you for keeping me up in prayer. It's most needed, and it's most appreciated.
Absolutely.
Blessings. Much
blessings.
Love.
Much love.
Love you as well. God bless you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Amelia T. Davis. Now, Dan, if we go into a station identification, please.
Absolutely.
This is Tiffany Radio.
The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany.
Thank you very much for that, man.
Absolutely.
Radio. Every night of the week, we got something for you. But we're going to keep things moving right along. We're going to bring on another, or the other half, one of Epiphany's dynamic shows. We have none other than Ms. VIP. Adrienne,
hello.
What's going on?
I'm doing. I just got back off of grandma duty. So I'm tired.
Okay.
What's going on, Ms. VIP?
I'm just chilling and listening to the show. And it's really good so far.
Good. Glad you're
so
enjoying
far.
It.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is the weather any better today for you? Last
oh, my goodness. It was cold. It's cold. Oh, my goodness.
She said she left Philly to get away with this, to get away from this
mm-hmm.
weather, and it seems like it followed her. I wish you would have taken it
sure
all
did.
With you, though. That was just part of it.
It got down in the 40s last night. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor baby. I woke up the frost on the car.
I was going to say. You didn't mean it.
It's downright cold up here.
It is. Right, so I just made up this piece. Yes, sir.
Fresh ink.
Yep. Yep. And it's untitled.
Right.
But okay. You'll get the gist. You ready?
All right, the mic is yours. Yes, ma'am, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. Love is needed throughout the land. The world needs to heal. But most are indifferent. Some people whip out a cell phone in a minute to ridicule others. Doesn't anyone really feel? Most of us pray day and night for the Lord to make a move, to make all the shooting stop, so our minds can calm. And this would be one of the greatest miracles to prove he exists. He lives. He is the bomb of Gilead. There's too much hate. People want what others have and don't want to work to get the same. We need a healing for the earth. There's no debate. So I do my best to keep praying for the babies to the elderly, that all crimes and diseases cease, because the world's in need of love today. The world needs to heal, and this is why we pray. And peace.
Dynamic. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
I love it.
Yes.
Man. Yes.
And you know, for me, she said it all with the very first line in that piece. Love is needed throughout the land. The very power of love, if it's shown and shared and reciprocated, there's so much power in that. There's so many ills would be healed.
Yeah.
Everything would be healed. Love. So you started off with it, and then you soothed it out with the balm of Gilead. You know, I love that reference. Mm-hmm. I've always loved that. A biblical reference to a balm, because I always think of something, a real soothing ointment, you know, over something that's raw, rubbed raw, or burning, or whatever.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful piece. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Wow.
Definitely an awesome piece. I couldn't agree more.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
God speaks to us and enables us to reach out to another. It's so humbling, but it's such a beautiful thing when we're obedient to him.
Yeah.
And we write those pieces that he wants us to write. You don't have to know what he wants them for. Just write it. Just write it. And you'll see.
Exactly.
So, my sister, my queen, what do you have going on in Poetry Universe that you'd like to share with us?
Well, to reiterate what La Perla Negra said, we'll be in the Love Zone on Wednesday evening. Topic is, do you have enough energy to enter into a new relationship? And then on Friday, we'll be Express Your Vibe. Am I right about that, Van?
Absolutely.
Okay. So all the shows begin at 9, same channel, same number. So y'all come on out and talk with us, and we'll have some fun in the interim and some great poetry. That's it.
Love it.
I love it. The week's filling up, isn't it, with awesome, awesome, awesome shows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to send you to hang out with your other half and the other callers in the lounge. Y'all can have some of that sparkling water in there, and hope you continue listening to the rest of the program.
All right.
Mike. God bless you.
One love, Mike. God bless you.
Mike.
Perla Negra. That's an interesting topic they're going to have. And you know, it better be interesting. They actually told us the theme. They usually have us in waiting, in anticipation. So,
it's true they do.
For those of you listening, 319-527-6300 is the number. Don't forget to press 1 if you'd like to get in queue and come on in and share something with us, Ken. did I say that out loud?
You're so bad. You are so bad.
Oops. Okay, I see he's not going to raise his hand. That's all right. He might be just listening. And Ms. VIP was the last caller with her hands raised. 267-405. If you want to come on and share a few words, press 1. But in the meantime, let's see, it's still somewhat early. I'm going to play a song to let some people decide whether they want to raise their hands or not. Then, when we come back, if you're up
you got somebody. We got some. You got somebody. Somebody raise their hand.
Okay. All righty.
Uh-oh. Don't say uh-oh.
They stepped up to the challenge.
Just going to say uh-oh.
Hey,
we got a hand.
I'm going to share a Bible verse with y'all real quick. Jesus wept. Good night.
Who is this we have here?
Mr. Metaphoria.
I know who he is. I want him to announce himself. Crazy self.
Oh, my God.
If I
Jesus
know
that,
I would not have answered.
Yeah. Wanted to share my Bible verse, like I said, yo, having church. And I want to commend y'all on that good Baptist link prayer at the beginning. And, you know, I think even the angels got sleepy through that long thing. But it's okay, you know.
You know, oh, man.
Well, they better wake up.
Okay. They better wake up because you might miss the pearl.
Oh, I ain't going to miss the pearl. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, Lord. Almost went to a place.
Oh, Lord.
You're talking about a pearl. I ain't never missed a pearl. Oh, Lord. Have mercy. See,
all right.
Lord,
David.
I've been set up. I have been set up. You threw that alley-oop and I forgot where I was at. But, you know, happy Kwanzaa, all that stuff. You know, it's first Sunday, take your communion. All I know, I ain't got to worry about that with you. Yeah.
I will fight you. Hey, Van, was it you that said we had another call? This was your fault.
How was my fault? You didn't want to invite
now,
everybody.
Now, you
want to
call me out talking about I ain't raising my hand. I really just called in to listen for 5 minutes and hang up on your show. Hey, you know what?
You know,
I'm going to still do that. Watch this, Paul.
If I was banned and the rest of them, I would do that. Once, you know, he did it to me, I let him do it because I was going to say, we could have just banged on him, but I was nice.
Wrong show, Paul. Wrong show.
I know, that's right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're right. but I'm glad you called in. That's one of the epiphanies.
Absolutely.
More colorful numbers. But he's
indeed.
Definitely a good brother. I got nothing but the utmost respect and love for that man. Yeah. He gave you a shirt off his back. What do you call one of them? Dental giants. Beautiful man. So we have no more hands closed, risen up in the earth. So I'm going to play one song. And then you want to do a quick speed round and then head on out the door? Or yeah, it's 10:15.
This your show. What's this that? Your show, Paul. Okay. I'm just co-hosting.
Yeah. Listen to you, Jeff, co-hosting. You my partner in praise.
You know what? I can get the rundown before you give the do that song. Let me go ahead and do the rundown.
Okay. Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio. No, no problem. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, Essentially Janice running the event page, La Perla La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be the War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night's the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be the return of Renaissance Poetry. I'm sorry, Express Your Vibe. Not Renaissance Poetry. That was probably last night. Express Your Vibe. with Ms. VIP. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. And then we'll be right back here for another edition next Sunday of The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Back to you, Paul.
Now that's a full week. That is a full
yeah.
week of awesomeness.
Looking forward to it.
Whatever your taste. Yeah, exactly. Whatever your tastes are, whatever. You sitting around the house, nothing to do, nothing on TV, hey, you have no excuse not to be entertained and enjoy yourself. All right. So,
absolutely.
I'm going to give everybody a chance. If you want to get in the speed round, keep your hands raised. If you don't, take your hand down because I'm going to play this one song to give us time to get our pieces together. Then I'm going to open your mic. Introduce yourself, title of your poem, go into your piece, and when you finish, let us know that you're done with your piece, and we'll go right on to the next person. And then we'll go on to wind up the show. Oh, there.
Sounds good.
All right.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pain's going in, but I know God.
Danielle, Mama O, Amelia, and then the VIP, and myself, and we're going to pray out. So, with that being said, Van, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I never regretted my decision to accept my Lord and Savior, for he's been there for me when no one else would bother. I'm convinced that he's got my life and the world's in his hands. Questions surrounding us about this contagion and what should we do as a people? Repent and let's get lethal. Lethal with the adversary that has been given permission to test our faith. Bow down to this demon, not even on the eighth day of what seems like the world's destruction through a germ. Lives being taken in all forms. Wake up, everybody. Take your spiritual temperature and dare not say, why me? God chose you for this fight. Quarantined, right? Your knees are not positioned to pray without ceasing in this doomsday. Reckoning I've imagined that this is the last days. What makes you say? Jesus is on the main line, waiting to find one who is faithful over a little so he can give this virus a dismissal. Why are you still standing? Get on your knees and start praying in peace.
Imagine that. Those who know my story ask, how can someone with so much pain and heartache inside still love so hard, like they've never been hurt, positive after so much negativity? How do you find your smile in all of that? I just say, I allow myself to heal because I know it gets better. And besides, God turns my scars into stars. So know that when I cry for your pain, not mine, because I understand it. Now I want to sit and talk to you about a love without limits, limitless. The word itself means without end. And I know this kind of love. For those of you who don't, just try to imagine always being loved. I mean just being covered in it all the time. No matter what you have, this love, oh, it's so good. So yes, I'm going to brag about it because to have a love without limits also means that his grace towards me is boundless. no boundaries. Nothing blocks it. So there isn't a thing that can keep it from getting to me. Imagine that. But wait, it ain't over. Oh, y'all thought it was? Nah, there's more. Guess what? He protects me too. And his protection is fathomless. That means it is so deep that it can't be understood. It is immeasurable. And I fail him daily. I know I do. So I know I'm always on his mind. But he still loves me. Now imagine that. And I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about his goodness. Because I am thankful and grateful for him granting me more blessings than I can hold. Now imagine that. Now set peace.
Okay. I'm going to read Premonition. Kill for the wrong reasons. Someone will snap and bust a cap. Get sick and bust a lick, there's seldom a reason to commit an act like that. The settling scores. When people are sore about children being held hostage or in the schoolyard shooting, the shootings here, is there a good reason or a wrong reason to do what feels right even if it's wrong? Is there ever a good reason to do right wrong or do wrong right? Is there ever a good time to have with an office with their head season because he's on the wrong side of the cause? What about treason? About the bodyguards and the untrusted intelligence? What if they should have a moment of clarity and look the other way when we're in the path of harm's way? Hey, why risk ourselves to save a sellout, one who does not respect us anyway? Should have not, would have not, would not mention his intentions, but this is a premonition, and as the old song goes, if the right one don't get you where the left one will, in peace.
God told me to tell you to hang in there. He wants you to know he really does care. He said you've been down too long. No matter what you get, what you did, right or wrong, I forgive. Be like me, slow to anger, slow to speak. Don't go running to others. It should be me you seek. Don't ever be ashamed to come to me, because all have fallen short of my glory. Instead of going over it again and again in your head, it's time to write a new chapter. Change your story. I know how you cried. The mind is a battlefield. There were times you feel you should have died. The ups and downs I allowed, but to heal. No, I will deliver. It's me to whom you must yield. Sickness had taken you under, but no one can separate us from the love of Christ. No man could put that asunder. Get up. Encourage yourself. Know that I am your Savior. Have faith. Test me. I will give you favor. I brought you too far to give up now. Just ask me. Strength upon you I will endow. Remember, I love you. Your family and friends do too. Just keep your heart and mind stayed on me. And one last thing. To thine own self be true. It's VIP in peace.
Jesus changes hearts and souls. If after all I have endured, I still have love. Why do you look at people with so much hate? I still have faith in humans. I know deep down they are good, just led astray by the evil one at times. He attacks God's children daily, attempting to pull us into the pit. Whatever that has scarred your heart to leave that hate, let Jesus fill it with love and heal your wounds. Allow him in your life. All of mankind is not lost, evil or awful. Rejoice. There is love and happiness around the corner. Just wait. God loves his children and only wants what's good for them. It is the evil one working through others that brings destruction. Don't let him work through you. Send him and his ways packing. Open your heart to love, to goodness, to the wonderful joys of the world only Jesus can give. Come and walk with me to the Lord and Master. He shall renew you and your soul. Praise be his name, the healer, redeemer, and the God, our Father, forgiving all, setting all free from Satan's chains of sin. Rejoice, for he loves you so much, he gave the ultimate gift. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Agape love. We as humans are emotional creatures. We tend to wear our hearts on our sleeves as a normal feature. The love is so much more than what we experience and project. God has a much purer love that we have not completely embraced as of yet. Agape love is that kind of love that causes someone to leave heaven for you and me, to cry blood and angst and Gethsemane, to be beaten and mocked and hung for all to see just to offer a sinner like me salvation to all of eternity. Agape love is that love that requires nothing in return, save maybe that I strive to live more righteously, that I let it be seen that through my actions that God resides in me, to share a godly love because that is what God requires of me, given like it is given to me, unconditional and free. This means I have to release my feeble grip on all that I, quote unquote, love and allow all of my actions and words and thoughts to be sacrificed to the will of heaven's dove. If I be real about my love of the Most High, then I must be willing to love as he did, unconditionally loving those who don't love me until the day I die. Only the God in me can make this possible. If I allow him free will over my life, true love, functional love, agape love, comes only through our relationship with Jesus the Christ. That's our Jesus. Excuse me. I have to thank everybody for a phenomenal evening of praise and encouragement, prayer, peace, fellowship. Before I play us out and close the show down, Van, do you have any last words?
Just want to always, if you don't know this God that we're talking about, this Jesus, please connect with us. We'll be happy to pray with you, happy to show you through his word, not our words, exactly who he is and what he sacrificed for you. How you can have eternal life as well. Back to you, Paul.
Amen. Father God, we come to your throne this evening with a grateful and joyful heart, Father God, that you allowed us this time to share in your word, to pray, to approach your throne, to hold up this nation, to hold up our brothers and our sisters, Father God. Through all the pain and the hurt and tearing away from our relationships with you, Lord, we ask that you heal us, Father. We trust in you and we thank you in advance for what it is that our feeble efforts this evening will do, but through your will, Father God. Have your way. Lord, I ask that you would bless all of the callers and those that wanted to call and could not call, Father God. Until we meet again, I pray that you would just place your hedge of protection around them, Father, that you would meet them where they need to be met, that you would supply their needs, comfort them when they need it, give them strength and power when they need it, Father God. We'll be sure to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory that is due your mighty name. And some precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you all.